sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wolamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 24 kuzibandlela 2025 ngoCape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
kundawo engisebenza kiyo ababhadali abantu kuhle imali eziqondileyo, njalo siyabona emaphepheni bekhahlameza izisebenzi.
Amapolisa asebophe isizalwane sakwaleChina esidubule isisebenzi oqatshangelwa ukuba besitshontsha inhlabathi elegolide.
Saphunga ubona bethutha izimpahla zabo behamba. Hhayi ukuthi basevalelise abasephunga ubuza kwaizisebenzi ukuthi kanti kuyini okwenzakalayo. Bathi hhayi bathe mhlaka-29 December they will be back.
Sokumele ukulungiswa kwedamu elikhulu elezeminya enkayi ebese elisakhiwa nguhulumende. Kulungiselelwa ukhetho olukhulu eZimbabwe lwenhlanganiso yenguqu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa asebophe isizalwane sakwaleChina esidubule isisebenzi uMthandazo Sibanda eBenyab Mine ePhilaphosi ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubetshontsha inhlabathi elegolide. Kulomunye njalo obotshwe ngamapolisa odabuka kweleChina uLeo Haifeng owenkampani yeMing Cheng Sino Africa Mining Investments okuthiwa wethusela ngombhobho uMnumzana Kholwane Dube emgodini osenkabazwe. Udube kubikwa ukuba wayecela ukubhadalwa iholo lakhe. UHaifeng uthi uDube wamgwazange okapi enyaweni. Kulama videos abhodabhoda enkundleni zokuxhumana atshengisa ukwehlela uDube loSibanda. Kubikwa ukuba ziningi izisebenzi ezigahlanyezwa ngabadabuka kweleChina. Ngasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lesiphatha amandla zemigodi le kanye lamagqoda amela abasolwa laba. Sixoxe le ngcwedi ebona ngenswelo lezikhalazo zikaZulu uMnumzana Davis Ndumiso Sibanda weStrateways Management Services.
Baba Dube, siphakathi kobuzima nabantu abaphuma elizweni leChina. Kundawo engisebenza kiyo kababhadali abantu kuhle imali eziqondileyo, njalo siyabona emaphepheni bekhahlameza izisebenzi bezitshaya njalo. Kodwa kusethusayo kathesi ukuthi emsebenzini umbhobho obuvela ungangeni, kodwa amaChina ayavunyelwa ukungena le mbhobho emsebenzini kungabi nje indaba zalutho. Kuzima ukuthi izisebenzi eziningi zikhulume ngendaba zamaChina. Ungakhangela ilizwe lonke eZimbabwe, amaChina yiwo wodwa avunyelwa ngamakhansili eZimbabwe ukuthi ahlale lapho kusetshenzelwa khona esingathi ngama-industry site. Yiso into ekutshengisa ukuthi abantu laba bavele bengaphezu komthetho welizwe leZimbabwe.
Nxa usukhangeleke pho izisebenzi kumele zenzeni baba Swati?
Lapha ayisiyo nto engabanjwa yithi abakhuluma ngezokusiqhathwa lokuqhathwa. So kumele kuye phezulu kuhulumende. Uhulumende weZimbabwe abone ukuthi nxa evumela abantu beleChina ukuthi bazengena basebenze elizweni lethu, basiphathe njengabantu balandele imithetho yelizwe eyezisebenzi. Kumbe bahambe khona e-Ministry of Labour befika bafundise ukuthi bazasebenza njani. Njalo nxa besebenza kube le ndlela zokuthi bahlolwe, kumbe singakuthi ngesilungu ngama-inspections, ukuthi kusetshenzwa njani. Ngoba kulesi sibhange esihlezi kiso vele bona basebenza bengaphezu komthetho weZimbabwe. Akulanto abayenziwayo ngaphandle kokuthi uze kuthiwa lo udiphothiwe. Kodwa sake sibone okuthiwa ibhadale izisebenzi azibhadale ngendlela abhadalwa ngayo. Okwalesi sibhange bangaphezu komthetho, so kumele sikhale kuhulumende kumbe kukhabhinethi khona ngale banike umthetho ozakwenza ukuthi lapho abantu bavela kwele China basebenzi bengaphansi komthetho yaleli ELEP.
Lake la kuzama yini khonokho Osman?
Abalungu bathi ngubani ozafaka umango ibhera, singamagundwane.
Lo ngumnumzana Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, ingcwethi ebona ngezikhalazo zezisebenzi, ubexoxa leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo.
The Voice of America, VOA.
sokumile ukulungiswa kwedamu elikhulu eleziminya enkayi ebelisakhiwa nguhulumende ngenhlonso yokwenqabela uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamanzi esigabeni lesi. Lokhu sokudanise izakhamizi ebezile themba lokuba zisasebenzisa amanzi ekuthuthukiseni indawo le obekusungulwa khona inhlelo ezishiyeneyo. Kubika unokudaba Dlamini.
Izakhamizi lezi zithi abakhi bedamu leli abeZimbabwe National Water Authority baqala ukususa imitshina yokugebha izimota kanye leminye imitshina ngenyanga kwaLwezi kungela sizathu esatshelwa inkokheli yezigaba kanye lezisebenzi. Sixoxe lomnumzana Jeffrey Sibanda wakwasebenza eziminya ngokwenzakalayo othi kakucaci ukuba umsebenzi uzaqhubekela phambili nini, njalo ngokuna kwezulu imbundu yedamu leli eChangane isiqala ukudilikela.
Akula lutho ground. Kule food roller A1 iyafaya iyekhona.
Umnumzana Lameki Dlamini isakhamuzi seMenda uthi ulokudana ngohlelo lweziminya ngesizathu sokuba amanzi aluhlupho enkaye.
Lo nyaka futhi kuyaphinda kubuyela endlaleni ngoba isikhathi esinenye inkomo zaloma ngoba zisidla eChangane. Manje eChangane lena kufukulu umhlabathi wonke kwafukulwa kwafula, akusela ndawo yokuthi inkomo zidlabe. Inkomo vele ziboda lamaguma khona.
Sixoxe njalo lo councilor ka ward 28 umnumzana Nomendebele laye othi basemnyameni ngokwenzakala ehlelweni lweziminya.
Saphongubona bethutha izimpahla zabo behamba. Hayi ukuthi basivalelise abasebenzi. That's asiphongubuza kwaizisebenzi ukuthi kathi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Bathi hayi bathe mhla ka 29 December they will be back, wachiya kunjalo. But okwasidanisayo ukuthathwa kwempahla.
Ukhansila kaward 19 umnumzana Thubelihle Mabuza Ncube laye uyangeza.
Abazange babuye ukusitshela ukuthi banjele njengokhansila nginje ukuthi sesihamba silapha sihanjiswa yikuthi lokuthi.
Unobhala webhuku lakoliva Khumalo eMenda unkosikazi Sitshengisiwe Sibanda uthi labo basemnyameni ngokwenzakala eziminya.
Sifisa ukuthi liphumelele idamu, lakhiwe idamu, sithole ukusila besizayenza izingadi bokuzasincedisa labantu abaningi abangasasebenziyo bebesebenza edamu.
Isiloyiso sikaDlamini ukuba idamu leli lakhiwe
ngoba nxa abantu bezafelwa zinkomo baphinde baswele umsebenzi kanti bazaphila ngani ngoba inkomo lapha ziphelile. Namanzi amathambo masihambe egangeni agcwela inkomo zilambile, akunamanzi, hayi azidli lutho.
Umnumzana Richard Moyo ohola isabelo seMathepeleleni North uthi uhulumende ubengasela mali yokuqhubekela phambili ngokwakha idamu leli.
Abe se ukontrata sezwele ukuthi ebehlezi kungasela ama disbursement amafanzi ilokhu zenisipheli libudget. But ngithemba kubudget yona le iyalo nyaka ka-2025 sikhangelela ukuthi igwayisha ngani demu inikwe imali iphele iziminya demu continue ichova lapho ukuthi ilalo la idamu lelo liphele.
Ngokutsho kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ezikuhlangothi lwe-Transport and Infrastructure Development, idamu leli kanye lezinye inhlelo ezigoqela ukuphehlwa kwamagetsi le-irrigation liza kwakhiwa ngezigidi zamadola emeluka ezedlula kancane ikhulu lamashumi amathathu amadola 132 million. Idamu leziminya ngelesibili elakhiwa nguhulumende kusabelo seMathepeleleni North ngemva kukagwayishangani yona layo ekhangelelwe ukwenqabela uhlupho lwamanzi kubahlali bakobulawayo lezinye izigaba zeMathepelelende. Uhlelo lweGwayishangani lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-1912 lwaphindwa lathathelwa phezulu iNational Mathepelelende Sambezi Water Project. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisenkayi ngenginokuthaba Dlamini.
Sikasikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Kulabaphikisayo kwele Chad abatshengisela emigwaqweni besola impumela yokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kulelo lizwe. ERussia lele Ukraine ahlaselana okumangalisayo ngendizamtshina ezithwala amabhomba ama-drones ezabelweni ezithiyeneyo. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizosiphuma ngampa eVoice of America eWashington DC. Wezibhatalene leMelika, amapolisa aleli lizwe aseqalile ukubopha abantu abangelamaphepha ngobuningi ebabuyisela emazweni abo. Ithatha isifungo sokuqala umsebenzi ngombulo. Umongameli Donald Trump usayine izikhondiso ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela esokuqinisa isandla kudaba lwabantu bokuza abangela maphepha afaneleyo. Kulesi zalwane zakwamanye amazwe ezidlula izigidi ezilijumi 11.7 million ezihlala eMelika ngaphandle komthetho. Uhulumende kaTrump wethule imifanekiso etshengisa abanye babantu ababotshiweyo begada indizamtshina zebutho sebebuyiselwa emazweni abo. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba ezinye izizalwane zaseMelika ezilamaphepha zibanjwe ngamapolisa ezibabuzisisa ngokuthi zilamaphepha afaneleyo yini. Kusenjalo umthethondaba Izolo unqume ukuba asikho emthethweni isiqondiso esethulwe ngumongameli Donald Trump esiphuca ubuzwe beMelika abantwana babantu bokuza abazalelwe kuleli lizwe. Esethula isinqumo sakhe, umahluli uthe kusobala ukuthi umlayo lo wephula isisekelo sombuso welizwe, iconstitution. Sikasizwe imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Kumizamo emitsha yokuphoqa ilizwe leRussia ukuthi lingadali izimpi lokuthi lizifikele kuzijeziso zama-sanctions, eleMelika selijezise abantu lamankampani alelo lizwe afika phose amakhulu amabili lamachumi amahlanu 250 abasekela eleRussia kwezomvikela lokuhloma lelo lizwe ngezikhali. Abantu lamankampani abavumela eleRussia ukwenqaba izijeziso ngabanye asebeqotshwe ngeleMelika. Umzekeliso ngodaba lwebhanga yeKeremet eKyrgyzstan. Kusukela ngehlobo eledluleyo, iziphathamandla zeKeremet zasebenza ndawonye lezeRussia ePromsivers Bank, kunkampani yePublic Joint Stock, ibhanga elalitheswe izijeziso ngeleMelika. IKeremet Bank yancedisa eleRussia ukuthi livike izijeziso ngokulibhadalela indleko emngceleni lapho eleRussia elalingelamvumo yokwenza lokho. Ngasikhathi sinye, ugatsha lweMelika olwezemali lethesa kutsha abanye izijeziso labuyisela ezinye kubantu lamankampani abenza okufanayo phakathi kweleRussia leleChina. Uhulumende weMelika waqopha njalo inhlelo ezithile ezokuncedisa eleRussia ukuthi lithole lula impahla ezingavunyelwa amahlayana. Umzekeliso, iRussia leChina yabeka indawo lapho amazwe lawo mabili ayevumela ukuthi kubhadalelwe lezo mpahla emngceleni ezazingaphansi kwezijeziso kungasetshenziswa imali ezaveza lokho. Okokugcina, eleMelika lijezisa amanye amankampani eRussia lisebenzisa umthetho we-executive order ngokusebenza kunhlelo zemali kumnotho weRussia, ukusebenza kugatsha lwezamandla amagetsi kumbe kwezomvikela lezihambelana lalokho kweleRussia. Okwenziwa ngeleMelika yikuphambula imizamo yeRussia eyokuthi ivike izijeziso ifinyelele impahla zokukhanda izikhali zempi yayo leUkraine. EleMelika lizasebenzisa konke okusemandleni alo ukuthi liphazamise usekelo olutholwa yisigodlo samabutho eRussia, njalo livimbe ukuthi iKremlin yenelise ukusebenzisa inhlelo zemali ukuthi ithole inzuzo yokusebenzisa kumpi yayo leUkraine. Siyasekela eleUkraine nxa livikela abantu balo lobuzwe balo ekuhlaselweni ngeleRussia khona okwakuvele kungelasizathu esiqinileyo.
Kwezemidlalo, inhlanganiso yenguqu eZimbabwe Football Association ikhangelelwe ukuba kusasa izaqhuba ukhetho lukamongameli umsekeli wakhe labazangena kuziFA board. Ukhetho lolu luzaqhutshwa ngesikhathi iqembu lelizwe leZimbabwe Warriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo eqakathekileyo emazweni angomakhelwane. Kunengi okhangelelwe ukuba kuzaphuma kukhetho lukamongameli okuncintisa khona abayisithupha abathi uPhilimoni Machana, uNqobile Magwizi, Marshall Gore, Martin Kweza, Makwinjiso Maphiri, loTwine Phiri. Ukhetho lolu luqhutshwa yiZipa Normalization Committee ebambisana leFIFA. Bonke abancintisayo banikwe ithuba lokukhuluma leStudio 7, abanye babo bathi kabakhulumi emsakazweni lo. Sixoxe loSomaphiri kanye loGore. Nanku okwethulwe nguSomaphiri.
Uadministration lapha ngikungani kule problem. So bezama ukuthi lathi since sile knowledge le since we have been involved in football since sizalwa until today. So besibona ngani since isikhathi sesisilethile sodwa manje saphumelela kwaba le chance. So I think is high time ukuthi lathi singene sizama ukuthi sincedise. It's a pity because ibhora lethu selihambe emaweni. So it was a song on the man says, I'm going to see him in the back.
Is it not going to all be sad? I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
Tando, a lot of Fabafana Bangana got this. I'll set a platform right. Utabafana ba years into les in Gengele, was Agula, Bantu, Obalotando, Utibaba, Genis Angelene, or Eskulen Iotin, Utino, Nancy Jelafana, Yanzanganje, and Zanganj, Katasavafano, Indovasavins, so Uta, Amakazan, Wabona, our same thing. So we have to assist boy child, lay girl child, lay wooden bank in the right. Si seven sane, si nete umuzwet. Wenza ukuthi ukhule yaphambili thina ukuthi sibe sibe ngabantu kwathezi nje sibuke ngenxa yebhorana le
ye bakhona bazathi a o Somaphiri makwinje wayevele ngasabonakala ebholeni la uzaphendula sithi nabantu bakhulunga khona
hayi bhorani bezikhona ukuthi nje bebengasiboni we are just doing it on the sidelines besincedisa ufriendly academy ekhona eHarare everyone knows about it we have sent a lot of kids abroad and bencedisa lapho all the time.
Ye nxa sesijula futhi sikhangela khonokho ke othi uzakwenza siyabona ukuthi ufuna ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuthi abantwana abasakhulayo bangene kulokho okuthiwa i-junior policy khuluma ngakho
si yes asizama ukuthi sincede bozo ungakhangela ibhora kathesi aso into into leyana ukuthi esasinjengakudala ukuthi kwakuyi-passion kathesi okuyi-brand so abantu banga-understanda khona ukuthi sokuyi-brand we can actually it's uthi umuntu ayenza imali these days, you don't have to be a doctor or engineer. Now ungadlala kuhle ibhola lakho unature abafana laba benziwe ngendlela eziright. Both the girl child and the boy child. You can go a long way in actually becoming someone. Khangela abantu abanjengabo, if I may make an example, Ronaldo. Akali isikolo, but he's one of the best paid players in the world.
Siyabona le nkundla zomdlalo wenguqu kazikho eZimbabwe nxa kudlalwa ama international matches. Ungakulungisa njani ungangena kuziva khonoko?
Alapho kuyasovuzela sishayisana amakhanda phansi lama stakeholders la uhulumende lama council sibona ukuthi singancedisana njani.
UGore yena uthi uzimisele ukulungisa inhlanganiso le njalo lokuvuselela imidlalo yonke yenguqu.
I want to become the FIFA president because our football has suffered a lot. If you recall, just a few months ago, we had been suspended from international football because of a lot of misgovernance and a lot of issues of poor maladministration to the game.
Ngifisa ukuba ngumongameli weZifa ngoba imidlalo yenguquka iqhutshwa kahle njalo sike samiswa ukuba ingxenye yemidlalo yenguqu emhlabeni jikelele ngenxa yokungaqhubi kuhle ezenguqu kwinhlanganiso yethu. Yikho lokhu okwenza ukuthi ngisukume ukuze ngingene. Sokulesikhathi kungela omunye uPeter Ndlovu.
Are the things that actually prompted me to want to stand and save my country.
Uthi uzalwisana lobukhohlakalo.
We are advocating to grow the women's game. We want to eradicate mismanagement in the cockpit. Poor financial management, embezzlement of funds.
Uphinde wathi kumele kulungiswe inkundla zemidlalo yenguqu eZimbabwe.
We don't even have a stadium that can host CAF and FIFA matches. This is not right. This is not right for a country, a football nation like Zimbabwe. We are going to bring in an agenda to renovate our stadiums and most importantly also to address our grassroots football pitches.
Abanye kade befisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lolu nguBenjani Maruwaru, uWalter Makaya, Gift Banda loThemba Mliswa. Okuthiwa kabala maphepha aqondileyo okungena esikhundleni lesi. Bafika bose ichumi abancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umsekeli kamongameli weZifa. Kuzakhethwa njalo abazangena kuZifa board. Songe sikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Salibonani bahlale zolo nabalalele beStudio 7 kune nabasakazi. Lapha siyakhumbuza bakithi amaklinike ukuba asisondezele ama-mosquito net ngoba sekubonakala ine-mosquito lezi abathi ngezemaraliya abazaziyo abanye bathi kungaba yingozi kakhulu ebantwini ukubonakala kwe-mosquito emaraliya. Okuyikuthi phandle lokho sekudalwa yikubonakala osingakaze sikubone ukunetha kwezulu elingaka notshani obungaka, sesivuma ukuthi labo bantu bakhuluma iqiniso ukuthi le mosquito isangabulale abantu. Sicela uhulumende asincedise kuma-mosquito nethi asilethele emakliniki wethu. Okhulumayo ngufamona ngwenya lapha e-Ward 5 kobhewula.
Salibonani basakazi nabalaleli bakaRadio 7. Heyi, sinabanye sinokudana okukhulu ngebandla leZANU-P F. Ibandla leZANU-P F yaze lilesikhathi esihle kakhulu esokuthi lizi-improve likhampene ngaso lenzela abantu baseZimbabwe into abayiyo abayifunayo. Kodwa likwenzi lokho, lona lithemba ukuthi liyayazi indlela elingena ngayo embusweni ukuthi thina beyasingeniswa ngabantu. Sile ndlela yethu ngoba buka abantwana baseZimbabwe bayitshela bonke noma ikuphi njengoba lami ngisitsho. Ngaze uvule iphi i-social media, uvule kuphi lapho kule platform khona bayitshele ama-passport wenu ayadula ehlisa ama-passport enu. Hhayi abafuni bakubhizinisi, bakubhizinisi ngebona lapha bazwakala ukuthi bangawayehlisa. Hhayi sebefuna-ke sokusiyavotwa abantu bebavotele kuphela. Abantu abalwa labantu ngalolu hlobo kanti laba iphepha lilani lilegolide enileli balithenga khona ungaze ipassport yaseZimbabwe abantwini abangelamali yiyo edula ukudlula yonke amazwe omhlabe ngaka amazwe ale mali.
Ye kustudio 7 litshona njani basazi bhet abahle. Hhayi sibonge kakhulu laphana inkulumo kamoya ephikisana ikhuluma lo ndibale laphana. Ye hawo ndibale ngabaholi abaholela ukuhola abantu bakhona bakhangele nje ukudla. Yinto ebaluleke kakhulu ehamba phambili. Awuboni noma ekhuluma into noma irongo angeke eze zeyisho ukuthi irongo. Yena usuke ekhayelele ukuncoma, ukhayelele into ezangenisa ukudla etafuleni. So ngabantu besikafu labo akakazi waba yi-opposition indibali sinsinje. Angazi labantu abalandela i-EFF Zimbabwe leyo ukuthi abantu abaphilileyo kahle emakhanda na, andlesi ma ukuthi abantu abalandeli i-ZANU-P F. Akula muntu olandeli o-oppose i-ZANU-P F ongalandeli i-EFF kandibali. Ngiyacabanga okokuthi angeke ihambisane le-EFF ye-South Africa.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo we-Studio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel e-VOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje ku-VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama-videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma-WhatsApp groups e-VOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga i-VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Le Studio 7 esalaza eZimbabwe.
It was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday
kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo ubaba uShepherd Mavuso Dlamini oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamajumi ayisithupha lanhlanu. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Umavuso uzalelwe wakhulela eGweru lapho afunde khona wazo wasebenza. Ungumuntu okhonza ebandleni lamasabatha. Kuni nefuna ukungena kwezomculo.
Indoda yakhe le engakukhulani lesifo sokuphelela. but in my soil, I didn't manage to get as much as a piece. Doesn't matter. My father didn't tend to return me. Jingle accordion, having not a discipline, and that's why you could say this money would have.
Then all the leaves should come to me. Let all the little children come to me. Let all the little children come to me. And don't you hold them back. I do not fancy that. You must
become
just like
a child.
Udlamini uthi kalobi ingoma zakhe kodwa uzithatha ekuhlabelelweni sesabatha.
Gospel music, basically, I've been focusing on me. Ingoma ezikuyimpuku namakhorasi nje ejayelekileyo ikakhulu ebandleni leSabatha kulapho engijayele ukuhlabela khona ngicelisa khona njengomuntu esekhulile. Nxa kukuthi ngingalala namuhla kusale kulolutho lokuthi abantwana bayabela kulo kumbe i-generation elandelayo hymns ukuthi ziphume zizinhle zikhwabetheka ebantwini abamnyama.
Wakula elisifiso sokucula kulabanye ayebathanda becula enkonzweni abamqumbaqumbayo ukuthi laye azizwe efuna ukucula.
Baningi abantu abanginspayayo kulomunye indoda wokukhanya njengoMoses Nyoni. Ya loo ndoda wayehlabela nangabi le confidence ngaqala ukubona yena. So he became my inspiration and I said, no, as I go on, I'll let to not do this similar thing ekakhulu ikuthungamela ibandla ekuhlabeleni. Umculo kaMavuso uyatholakala emakhasini okuzilibazisa. Umculo wami bangawuthola ku Facebook, bangawuthola ku YouTube. Yeah, I mean, platforms angafaki, but on those two as far, bangawuthola TikTok lakho bangawuthola umculo khona basically. I think thus far yikho okukhona
bese kwetshiselo Shepard Mavuso Dlamini kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nempela sonto enhle. Igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kuluke Ezra Jesus Banda ngomculo lo othake inhliziyo sizosiduduzeka kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa kulayidok namhla sixoxa ngokukhahlanyezwa kwezisebenzi eZimbabwe ngabadabuka kwele China. Singakehlukani sihlobo sesikhangele kwezinye izinye izindaba ebezikhokhela. Amapolisa asebophe isizalwane sakwele China esidubule isisebenzi okucatshangelwa ukuthi besitshontsha inhlabathi elegolide. Sokumile kulungiswa kwedamu elikhulu enkayi ebelisakhiwa nguhulumende. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje olubalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Siyabonga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.